The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Politically speaking, the next 10 weeks will be very interesting. To their credit, it's prudent for Obama and Biden to say that criticizing candidates' family is off limits. I'm really happy about Sarah Palin for a VP. She's my kind of person, clear thinking, direct, and fearless. She takes on anyone she believes is wrong, especially in her own party. And about experience, she has infinitely more experience, executive experience, than Obama ever had. McCain the Maverick sure threw the liberals a curve. So now we learn that Sarah's 17-year-old daughter is pregnant and will keep the baby, and that she and her boyfriend will get married. The liberal media chose to gleefully announce the pregnancy, but neglected to mention the forthcoming marriage. Years ago, the liberals insisted that condoms should be readily available in high school because we parents cannot change young people's behavior. I believe it's weak and idiotic to think that way. Isn't it better to convince your own children to abstain from reckless, irresponsible behavior instead of giving them encouragement with condoms? It's a credit to Sarah's daughter, who chose to keep her baby rather than have an abortion. Since she and her boyfriend will marry, that should be the end of the gossip. About Roe versus Wade, for many years I was pro-choice and believed that no one or law should rule my body. Then I saw several years ago on TV, and I mentioned this before, how it's routine in the third trimester for a physician who can legally shoot the baby in the head with a gun as it's coming out of the womb. Now I am pro-life. One must see that there's more than just a woman's body involved. At the moment of conception, there is another body growing, and the woman hopefully should not dispose of it. It should be allowed to grow to completion, and then, if the mother still doesn't want the baby, there are so many couples who would gladly want to adopt it. The only valid consideration for abortion is the mother's health or if it was a rape. This is an emotional topic, but it's timely, and there are no easy answers that would please everyone. However, many women who opted for abortion are regretful and scarred for life. Sadly, I know a few. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.